It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, and a smart speaker. If you have one, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. It's Thursday. It's October 10th. It's been October 10th all day long, in case you didn't know. And now that it's a little later in the day, now that it's the afternoon, the evening, well, it's the evening, really. Maybe it's the afternoon where you live. Shout out to my people on the West Coast. Here's the deal. We got a lot going on right now. The Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Guardians are tied at 2 runs apiece. If the Detroit Tigers win this game, they advance to the American League Championship Series. They're currently in the 6th inning. The Tigers got 2 guys on base trying to help bust this game open. Meanwhile, in a few minutes, the New York Yankees, they happen to be in Kansas City. The Yankees have a chance to eliminate the Royals. The Yankees have a 2-1 series lead against the Royals. And also, it's still early in the season. The 49ers and the Seahawks are going to go at it. It's Thursday night football. The 49ers are a 2-3 team. The Seahawks are 3-2, lost their last 2 games. They're trying to get a stranglehold. Well, I guess a stranglehold close to as one as possible. Here in the division, the 49ers can't beat nobody right now. They need Christian McCaffrey back. So between the baseball and the NFL, and how about this? Hickey, I know you're excited. I know you wish you could be there. The Minnesota Lynx, the New York Liberty, it's game one of the WNBA Finals. You excited?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. If it wasn't for Caitlin Clark, which obviously has been very cool, I want the Liberty to win. Fan base is great. Ellie the Elephant is interesting, to say the least, their mascot.
Yeah, she is.
Maybe the most lively mascot.
She wears designer clothes.
She is no mascot.
Oh, the diva.
Yeah, she's a diva.
I could have arranged an interview if she speaks, but she don't talk.
Kind of a problem for radio interviews if you don't talk.
She doesn't even make noise. She like mimes all over the place.
Dances.
Struts.
Definitely struts.
I've never seen her in heels. I've seen her with bags and coats. Never heels. You seen her in heels?
I have not. But as an elephant, I'm not sure if heels would be the best move.
Okay, touche.
You know?
Touche. You're right. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to watch everything here in the studio. Everything. And we're going to get into the 49ers and the Seahawks in a second. That game gets started in about 15 minutes from now. But right before we went to break, we talked about the Ohio State University in Oregon getting ready to go at it. And you take a look at the matchup. 2 undefeated teams, beating the snot out of everybody that they've pretty much faced. They both have records of 5-0. It's still kind of crazy to think that they're playing against each other in a Big Ten matchup. I think about Big Ten football, and I think about giant mauling offensive linemen and guys on defense, and I think about playing out in the cold, and it's freezing. There's nothing like the cold in the Midwest. It gets cold in a lot of places. But Midwest cold is just bitter and biting. It's different. That air from Canada comes down and it just eats you alive. And I know they're playing in Oregon, not playing in Columbus. But I'll tell you this, Ohio State offensive lineman Josh Fryer, he's actually nervous about the game. He admitted it. Listen to this.
I'm not a big, I don't like it on national television because if you get messed up, everybody knows, the reporters, the announcers, everybody. But at the same time, you got to embrace it too. I think last year, personally, when it was a big game, I would kind of shy away from it. But now I feel more experienced and just ready to play the game, and it's a cool environment because you never get to experience anything like this ever again in your life.
Oh, come on. What are you doing? Why are you admitting that? Why are you telling everybody? Hickey, if I was lined up opposite him on the defensive line, I'd be like, you know, we on national TV. You scared? Like, I'd be taunting him.
I am shocked. Maybe it's just college kid kind of saying what comes to mind, not realizing the repercussions. I am shocked that was said.
I'm scared. It's on national TV. Who says that?
If you mess up, everybody sees it. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. How many sacks? Boy. How many sacks is he giving up? All of them?
Oh. Number just keeps on going up.
He's going to be a revolving door out there. I'm sure Ryan Day didn't appreciate those comments. But Ryan Day, he spoke. He's seasoned. He's a veteran. He got his old buddy, his old boss, by the way. Chip Kelly is here with him now. Ryan Day says, I'm not scared, but I know this game is important.
This game means a lot to all of us. We want to, you know, everybody wants to be right. So, you know, you're going to have everybody's best. And, you know, we're going to be competitive and we're going to grind and practice. And that's the way it should be. Nothing about practice should be casual at all. So there's been a lot of purpose and you know, good competitiveness and guys pushing each other, which is what you want.
Despite having to go on the road, I think this is going to be an indoctrination for Oregon taking on Ohio State into the Big Ten. I'm going to take Ohio State to go 6-0. And I mean, if you're the Ohio State University, yeah, you still, you know, Michigan, does the game against Michigan have the same type of juice? No, not with Harbaugh gone. They hate each other. It's going to have juice forever. But this is a more important game. This is a more important football game. This is going to be a tougher matchup. And I think for all the years that Ryan Day has been kind of slapped around by Michigan, as this is the only game that matters, fall into Michigan. I think this is the game. And I think they're going to take advantage, and I think they're going to walk away with a W. I think Ohio State is going to end their Saturday 6-0. Hickey, what do you say?
I am with you. Despite those comments that are definitely a little concerning for someone that's supposed to keep Will Howard upright, I agree. I think Ohio State is very good on the ground. I'm not sure Oregon's defense is ready to slow down their ground game. You ready for this stat? I saw this week and I couldn't believe it.
What is it?
Ohio State has been in the red zone 21 times this year. Okay. They've scored a touchdown 20 out of 21 trips in the red zone.
Oh, my. I thought you were going to say every time.
That's basically every time.
Oh, my God.
Outside of one, which is a field goal. They are automatic. When they get down there in the red zone, I think they'll get a lot of yards in between the 20s. I'm with you. I like Ohio State not only to win, I feel like by double digits. I think they can win by 10 here.
I think so. Oregon's, I don't want to say their only shot. They're going to have to just, I don't know if they're going to be able to just win straight in a shootout. Ohio State is going to be able to answer them. And I don't know if Ohio State is going to let them go out there and just light them up. I think this is going to be a true introduction to the Big Ten for Oregon, like a real one. You're facing a big boy. I mean, we can throw all these other teams, throw Boise State, Oregon State, UCLA, and throw Michigan State. This is the cream of the crop now. Oregon is, I'm not going to say they're ready. They'll be around in the playoff when it comes, and we'll see Ohio State at this point. They're going to move to 6-0. That's a game that's going to take place on Saturday. But tonight, in a matter of minutes, they're going to kick off in Seattle. We are going to see the 49ers and the Seahawks. These 49ers have just been pathetic. They don't have no Christian McCaffrey. I ran into one of my buddies today. He's a big 49ers fan. Had the hat on, the T-shirt, and the chain on. I'm just like, well, damn. I mean, as a Jets fan, I don't have a Jets chain. I don't have a Jets T-shirt. Hickey, I have a Jets cap. Is that good? Am I still a good fan?
You are still a good fan. You saw him just walking around in broad daylight.
Yeah.
With the 49ers. Like, what is that's that big foam chain?
Hickey, I didn't look. I just knew he had I saw the 49ers hat. He had on a 49ers T-shirt under his jacket. And he had a 49ers chain on. It was a big chain.
A fake one, I'm assuming, right?
I guess. It was like gold links and a logo or something.
Is it like one of those ones that they give out like...
Yeah, promo chain. Yeah, like big chain.
That's a little, I think you're doing a little too much there.
It was like 11 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. The hat is fine. The shirt is fine. If you want to wear the chain, fine. Maybe wear the chain now as it's ready to kick off. You can't walk around all day. And by the way, in a city on the other side of the country where you're rooting for this team, wearing that chain for like 8 hours before the game starts.
Well, people root for Atlanta. Is a transient city. People come through from, well, he's actually from, he's from Cleveland. Now that I think about it. He's from Cleveland.
Look, that's fine. I'm a Colts fan from New York. You don't have to root for only the team in your city, but
people love the Niners all over the country, though. They're winners.
They are. That they do, and that they are. Just maybe the chain can be put away for
at least the
afternoon.
It was his outfit was certainly a conversation starter. I had no idea that he was a 49ers fan, not to this degree. And it was so we had a whole conversation. And what we came upon was, well, I think he said this, I said this, we all know this. 49ers got to win this game tonight. The 49ers have a record of 2-3. They beat the New York Jets to open the season. They lost to the surprising Minnesota Vikings. The Rams beat them. They beat New England. And then this past weekend, they just lost to Arizona, 24-23. You have no Christian McCaffrey. You're waiting on Deebo Samuel to kind of turn up and be present. Brandon Ayuk has been able to turn things around. And the 49ers, this is odd. They're 10th in the league in points scored. Almost 25, 26 a game. They're 12th in points against. 21, giving up 21 points. What's the deal with the 49ers? Like, they got to get it together. And I don't know if waiting on Christian McCaffrey is going to do the trick. Jordan Mason has done a good job, 536 yards rushing. But let's be clear, he's more of a battering ram. He is not Christian McCaffrey, not by any stretch of the imagination. And so you take a look at this team, and I say to myself, how the hell are y'all going to turn this around against the Seahawks? And if there's one thing we know about the Seahawks, they're 3-2. They've lost their last two games, losing to the New York Giants, getting kicks blocked. They're losing to the Lions. Okay, that's forgivable. Geno Smith turned 34 years old today. Congratulations to Geno Smith. But what do you expect from Geno? They're just going to throw the ball and run it every now and then. Kenny Walker here, run the ball. But they don't have a team that I look at and go, hey, man, they're going to the Super Bowl. Jackson, Smith, and Jigba, throw it to DK Metcalf. The Seahawks are, they're good, but that's pretty much where it stops. And so tonight is a big night for both of these teams. If the Seahawks want to really put the flag in the ground and say, hey, we're going to win the NFC West, they have to win this tonight. If the 49ers, yeah, they can go on a run, but if they don't want to go into the depths of hell without Christian McCaffrey, they absolutely have to win this tonight. Kind of crazy. Geno Smith said it himself, I can throw the ball all day long. He's leading the NFL in yards and pass attempts and all of it. But he says we have to have balance by running the ball. Listen to Geno Smith. Happy birthday.
We definitely want to run the ball. We definitely want to be physical up front. We want to set the tone that way. And we need those guys. We got great running backs. We got great linemen. And we got to continue to rely on those guys.
It's all about balance, man. George Kittle. Understanding where they are right now, that if they win, they're 3-3. If they win, the Seahawks fall to 3-3. They got a tiebreaker now over these Seahawks. George Kittle, tight end for the 49ers, said, man, we got to win this. We got to tie this division up.
I've been told that if we win this one, we're like leading our division. So somehow, however that works, it's great for the Niners. So, yeah, just trying to get to Thursday, make sure everyone's feeling good and get up there, play, win, and come home.
Hickey, George Kittle doesn't know how math works.
Hey, he sticks to just football. Catching the football and blocking. That's all that matters. Math be damned.
Oh, he's Rob Gronkowski.
Speaking of which, have you seen the actor portraying Rob Gronkowski in the...
Do we want to get that actor on too?
Oh.
We had Belichick's actor on last week.
That we did.
The Tony Award winning. Norb. Right?
Norb.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell his last name, but yeah.
Norbert Leo Butts.
Yes. There it is.
Hickey, he has a Tony. You don't have a Tony.
I do not, and here's I'll go on a limb here. Probably will never have a Tony.
Why? You don't sing, you don't dance, you don't act?
None of the three. I'll do them sometimes, not well, though.
Yeah, I ain't getting no Tony either. The Tony Award. That's for, what is that, for fancy actors on stage plays, right?
That's, yeah, I'm assuming, yeah. Honestly, yeah. I didn't know until you said it. That sounds about right.
Yeah, Norbert. Norbert's fancy dude. Only a fancy man could play Bill Belichick on television.
That's true. Right, very right about that.
Hey, Hickey, I'll ask. Hey, you requested it, I got it. We'll talk to the actor that plays Rob Gronkowski next week. We'll book him with the regular Rob Gronkowski. See how that goes.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be very fun.
Hey, Gronk, meet Gronk. Which one is a real one? And real tough to distinguish. Anyway, I got the 49ers winning tonight. I don't know why. I think that this is going to come down to a big play. Hickey, tonight's game is going to have one of those funky feels. Like something weird is going to happen. And I have the weird stuff falling the 49ers way. I don't know if it's a turnover. Something odd is going to happen. The 49ers are going to show some signs of life tonight.
Blocked kick, return for a field goal for the second time in 5 days in Seattle. Is that what we're calling here? That's weird.
Hey, maybe the juju from the Giants game is going to rub off.
That could work. I mean, you saw the at least how to do it now. You pull the guards down, have someone else jump over. Well, the outline is there.
Do they have an Isaiah Simmons on the team? Yeah,
maybe not. That could be a problem.
Freak athlete. Hey, let's listen to their new head coach, Mike McDonald. He, unlike George Kittle, he understands the importance of this game. He understands the math. He also says we have to win this.
Every practice is a must win practice, and then anytime you can go, you know, tee it up for real, there's always a sense of urgency to, you know, to do whatever it takes to win the game. I understand their position, but we're in a similar one as well. Again, it's early in the season, but every game is critically important.
I love it. I got the 49ers winning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We have so many games going on. Thursday night football getting started right now this minute. The New York Yankees and the Royals already underway. The Yankees already have a lead. We got the Tigers trying to advance to the American League Championship Series. We have the WNBA Finals going on right now. We got you covered on it all. I'm going to tell you what's going on with this New York Yankees game that just started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so many things going on. I'm trying to keep you all abreast, okay? First of all, the New York Yankees, they took a 1-0 lead against the Kansas City Royals. Juan Soto drives in Gleyber Torres. Yankees lead 1-0 in the first inning. The Yankees, if they win tonight, they advance to the American League Championship Series. In Kansas City, they go home. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Guardians just took a 4-3 lead in the seventh inning against the Detroit Tigers. Charlie Fry just hit a home run. Cleveland leads over Detroit 4-3. It's the seventh inning. You still got time. Detroit trying to eliminate Cleveland, and Cleveland trying to stay alive. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And then we have more news. Of course, it's relating to the New York Jets. At least the Jets aren't being stupid this time. Hickey, what the hell? Hassan Reddick, what happened with him? He's reporting to the Jets, or did he quit? What's going on?
Someone's quitting on him, though. Adam Schefter is reporting that CAA, his agency, has dropped Hassan Reddick. They are no longer representing him. Now, Connor Hughes, who covers the Jets for SNY, he's reporting that he was told that Reddick's holdout, it was his decision only. The reps he had at the time did not advise him to hold out the way he is now. So I guess they saw the writing on the wall. So how long this holdout has been going on and said, all right, we're out of here. See you later. You're on your own now. And now he is.
Yeah, this made no sense. I mean, we were calling his representation dumb. Like, why? Who's telling you to hold out for this long? He's losing game checks. if he doesn't show up to play, you said, is it week 12 later in the season he had to like accrue a season?
Right. I believe it's week 12. You have to like six games, I think it is, in order to accrue an NFL season, be on the roster. And so he has to be back there in order for him to become a free agent, unless, you know, then if not, it would just toll over to next year. So he'll be in the same situation again. I'm assuming he will definitely be back by week 12 at the latest. But even still, at that point, even if he returns JR and then becomes a free agent, he plays, what, five games? I'm sure he's, you know, will need some sort of adjustment to get back into game shape. Who's paying him the money he's looking for when he's probably not going to have a great year? If the Jets don't make the playoffs, you have four, five, maybe six games to put on tape for everybody?
Look, and the man just turned 30 last month. And this is nutty. He was supposed to make $14 million this year. He's already, what is he out of, like $5 to $8 million just between game checks and training camp?
Training camp was, what, close to like $2 million or something like that he lost? So, yeah, I mean, we're closing in on halfway of that $14 million being lost.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, obviously, CAA didn't agree. And this is rare. But if CAA is going to drop him, hey, we don't want you. Like, I don't think, and I've never signed an athletic contract. I've had to sign talent contracts and what have you. I would think that there's language in there. And possibly, hey, maybe we can leave you at any time. Typically, people won't do that. Or you have to do something stupid for us to leave you. Or if we leave you, then you have to still pay. I don't know, but it's just odd. I'm just wondering out loud whether or not we'll see CAA go after him a little bit more. Like, this is like you said it. This costs them money. That's just what it is. Like, why are we going to represent somebody who doesn't even have the decency to show up to work and is not abiding or following our advice? And that's what it is. You're an agent. They're advising you, and then they want their cut. More importantly, they want their cut. But they're setting you up with a situation. They're negotiating your contract they're negotiating your contract on your behalf. And what other options are there? This guy doesn't have any other options. I think we found out he can't be traded back to Philadelphia. Hickey, some guys, I don't know, maybe just doesn't like football that much. That's just what it is, right?
That or just financially irresponsible. Adam Schefter also just tweeted out some numbers. So he's right now lost in game checks only over $4 million. Add that, he's been fined by the NFL over $5 million. So $9 million right now so far has either been lost or slash fined to Hassan Reddick so far. And we're only, what, the first week of October, second week of October?
Yeah, we're moving tonight. The 49ers and the Seahawks are playing game number six.
This decision looks worse and worse.
What, the New York Jets bringing them on?
I think both. I mean, now with CAA dropping, right, this looks worse on Reddick than it does maybe even
the Jets.
But, I mean, still, you traded for a guy, and even if he returns, one, probably won't be happy. Doesn't seem like he'll be motivated. And who knows how good he'll be with all this time off.
Hickey, I got something for you. Maybe all this magic in New York with the Mets and the Yankees, maybe it could move over to New Jersey with the Jets. Maybe the Jets turn things around with their new offensive coordinator. Maybe Hassan Reddick comes in and he's a game breaker. And maybe the New York Jets win their second Vince Lombardi since 1969.
Or maybe in order for Grimace to rise, someone had to fall. And maybe that sacrifice was the Jets.
The Jets have never risen anywhere. Just it'd have to be some type of good.
Well, beat down than an already downtrodden team.
Well, is there a... There's no green version of Grimace, is it? No.
Well, I mean, if the Jets... If I'd try to make that up.
The Jets don't have any good luck. The Jets have the flight crew. They have cheerleaders.
They're still around?
The flight crew?
Yeah.
Haven't been in a few years, are they? I don't know. I assume, right? What else do you have?
That's true.
The Jets have the ring. Well, the Giants have nothing. What do the Giants have?
They don't have any cheerleaders. They got nothing.
Giants don't have. What do they do there when they besides football and stink? like what's the entertainment at a Giants game? There's none. What are they doing out there?
I guess they probably think old school. The entertainment's on the field. Well, no, not lately.
Now, seriously, what do they do?
Nothing. I think literally just watch the game. Go to a giant air conditioner, pay $1 million to park, take 3 hours to get out of there no matter what, and you watch bad football for 3 hours. That's what the Giants think is a Saturday or a Sunday well spent.
Oh, this is crazy. Look, oh, my God. Giancarlo Stanton is at second. Hickey, did you see him steal a base last night?
I did. How about that?
This man hit a home run and stole a base. I had to go, what the hell? Giancarlo Stanton can't run. He gets hurt every time he runs. Why do they let him run? I get afraid when he runs the bases after home runs.
Maybe it was just a ruse he pulled on everybody. For 162 games, yeah, my legs stink. I got nothing. All of a sudden, playoff time, boom, stealing bases. Maybe he lulled everybody to sleep.
Well, he said he's been doing yoga. He lost weight, all of that. Now I'm looking at him. He's standing at second base. This is Giancarlo Stanton. Well, listen, I enjoy watching him. He's a good dude. He doesn't complain. It's kind of crazy to think he's spent almost half of his career right now with the New York Yankees. And you know what? You want to know who else loves him? Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone loves Giancarlo Stanton. And he spoke yesterday after the game. And he says, yeah, he's been tremendous for us. Man, he is crazy. Giancarlo Stanton, 12 home runs in his first 30 games, is out of this world, man. He's one of the best home run hitters of all time in the postseason. It's just the Yankees don't win nothing, Aaron Judge. And Giancarlo Stanton, he was on CBS. He was asked about having the second best postseason home run rate behind a guy named Babe Ruth. Listen to what Stanton had to say. Yeah, Yankee fans don't care about that guy. Ready to get him out of town as well. You thought Francisco Lindor had it bad with the New York Mets, man. You haven't seen nothing with Giancarlo Stanton. They try to run that guy out of town every chance and opportunity that they get. Unless he takes them to a World Series. And I guess Yankee fans would be loving the guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Just when you thought the New York Jets couldn't get any odder, the guy that they traded for, his own agents don't want him. This is just, the Jets are a mess. Well, Hassan Reddick is a mess as well. Misery loves company. That's why Aaron Rodgers is with the Jets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll take a deeper dive into all these sports games that are going on right now. We got Thursday Night Football. We got two playoff games. We have a WNBA Finals. We'll give you an update on it all. And then I'll also tell you about the next head coach in the NFL who might get fired.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. A busy night, WNBA Finals, Major League Baseball postseason, Thursday night football. If you got some money on the line somewhere, I hope you win it. If you are Ipe Mizuhara, the former translator for Shohei Ohtani, I hope you just watch, okay? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we learned a few minutes ago that Hassan Reddick has been dropped by his agency, CAA. It's been reported that they didn't advise what the hell he's doing, holding out until now. And everybody kind of go, what are you doing? You have no leverage. You're losing money. Like, what does he think he's going to do? Wake up and find a new agent to get him the cash that he lost? No. Bad idea. Why have an agent to give you advice if you're not going to follow it? You don't have to. It's just advice. But at what point in time does your own brain work? Anyway, good luck to him. The New York Jets are certainly a joke. Everything that they do typically devolves into being a joke. And so we'll see how that situation continues on. But the firing of Rob Saleh earlier this week has certainly brought to the attention to other coaches across the NFL the fact that when your time is up, it's up. If you're not out there performing, if you're not winning, if the team has lost confidence in you, you're going to get let go. You got to find something else to do. The same way that Rob Saleh has to figure out how to spend the next couple of days or weeks with his wife and seven kids. I don't know if other coaches have the same issue. Maybe having seven kids and a wife is not an issue. But the fact is, if you don't win, you lose. Ask Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. They have been embarrassed two times in less than a calendar year against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We saw what they did in the postseason. They smacked them around last week. And so the Eagles will be back in action against the Browns, the 1-4 Browns. Now, if the Eagles can't take care of the Browns, then let's just put a fork in the Eagles and just tell everybody that they're done. The way that they ended last season, even before they got to the playoffs and got annihilated by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they were losing. They started last year 10-1. They lost five of their last six games. And then they had the Buccaneers embarrassment. Right now they're 2-2. And because Rob Saleh just got fired, because we've already gotten the rumors of Nick Sirianni not necessarily getting along with Jalen Hurts and the regression of Jalen Hurts and the turnovers, this is a team. If you look up and down, not only did they go to a Super Bowl, and I know Jason Kelce is sitting at home, or maybe he's... Hickey, where do you think he's at right now? Is he at home?
I'd hope so. Right? Because, I mean, he's on ESPN a ton, so...
He has to be home. Has to be.
When you're not there, I hope you're at home hanging out with your family.
I'd hope so. He'll be back on TV. When is he back on TV? Monday? Sunday? Somewhere? I don't know.
Definitely at least Monday. Definitely somewhere between now and then for sure.
He'll be on TV wearing his jeans and sneakers.
And then like five commercials too along with it.
What is he selling? He's selling stuff.
Whatever. Chunky Campbell's soup I've seen.
Oh my God. With him and his brother and his mom in that?
I've not seen the mom.
Oh wow. Just his brother.
Just his brother. Well, mom I think he's done other stuff, too.
Mom is a celebrity in her own right, right?
She is. She absolutely is.
TV and interviews. I never know what the hell she's talking about, but her sons. But anyway, they don't have Jason Kelce. I guess Jason Kelce, if he was there, he could help. Bottom line is the Eagles stink. They're disappointing. I mean, we've already talked about you-know-who. Bill Belichick coming through to maybe take the Eagles over next season. And so because the media in Philadelphia, because they are oh so sweet and oh so nice, someone stood in front of Nick Sirianni and said, hey, Rob Saleh got fired. Are you concerned you're going to get fired next? Listen to this. It's hilarious.
No. Obviously, wish him nothing but the best. I had a good working relationship with Coach Saleh, being able to practice against those guys. Got a lot of respect for him. Always wishing him and his family the best. I think he's a really good football coach. But my mind is set on only how do we get better.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think that is a bad question. It's not a bad question. I don't even think it's a jerk question. I'm trying to figure out the right word to describe that. You're talking to an NFL head coach. What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to say, yes, I'm worried about my job, we're underperforming? Like, you heard Doug Peterson, they asked him 2 weeks ago before the Jacksonville Jaguars actually won their first game. They looked at Doug Peterson, who, by the way, has won a Super Bowl, did it with a backup quarterback named Nick Foles, ended up with one of the worst contracts in NFL history. They asked Doug Peterson, yo, are you worried about your job? And he's just like, excuse me? No. Hickey, the reporters are getting worse and worse every year. They're asking about Glorilla. Are you think you're going to be fired? Like, what are we doing?
You know what kind of question that is? That's a ballsy question.
Oh.
Hey, Nick. Robert Saleh got fired. He's not a good coach, just like you're not a good coach. Do you think that you're next?
But why do you want to ask? This is my thought. I don't want to ask a question. And you never know. You never know. But why am I going to ask a question I'm not going to get an answer to? A legitimate one. Why waste my breath?
I guess for the one in a million chance that he says, yeah, I'm nervous.
Oh, not doing that.
One in a billion, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. This is not like the kid from, what is it, Ohio State?
Ohio State.
He's just like, oh, yeah, I'm afraid of playing on national TV, big primetime game. Like, this is not some kid. This is a grown man. You think he's going to stand there and jeopardize his career and his life by going, oh, yeah, I'm worried about being fired. If you're Howie Roseman and you're Jeff Lurie and you're sitting around and you're watching the press conference and Nick Sirianni goes, yes, I'm worried about my job, you might as well fire the guy right there, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Like, what are we doing, man? This is why nobody wants to talk to the media anymore, Hickey. This is why Draymond Green does podcasts. And you said he has another one out now?
Alongside his own one that he does, he is now, yes, just announced he is doing a football-specific podcast.
Wow.
With Fox insider Jordan Schultz. So now he's got two podcasts.
Draymond Green is going to talk about the NFL.
Do you care about what he has to say about the NFL, JR?
No, not really. No.
Not even really.
No. No interest. I barely have interest with what he... You know, that's not true. That's a lie. I have interest about what he has to say with the NBA because it's ridiculous, the things that he says. He did play football when he was at Michigan State.
Right. Now he, barely got some time? Was it a tight end?
I don't know what he was. This guy's like, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6"?
He's pretty big.
Yeah, 6'6"? I don't know. What else could he be besides a tight end, right?
I guess a defensive end, maybe?
Nah,
maybe?
It seems, tackle. Too thin. Too thin.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's too thin. Wow, another podcast in the NFL season? Does he know the NFL season started already?
I don't know, and I'm also not sure if he knows that the NFL season continues during a large part of basketball season as well.
Yeah, I assume he knows he gets started in a couple of weeks. I don't know. This is an interesting one. Hey, good luck to Draymond Green. Let me know when he does the hockey podcast. Is that one coming soon, too? Draymond Green, you going to do hockey?
Him and P.K. Subban chopping it up, talking fourth line rotations.
As long as P.K. wears one of those, what does he wear, a fedora or something like that?
He's pretty fashionable.
Yeah, he wears a big old fashion.
With that feather.
Brim hat. Yeah, like a pimp.
Exactly right.
Like a pimp. Oh, speaking of hats, Cam Newton he got a job on ESPN now.
I actually did not know that until you told me. I'm shocked.
Hickey, you thought Shannon Sharp, you thought, Hickey, and by the way, I tried to turn that show on one time this week. Had to turn the show off, man. I'm like, what is this?
Wow.
It's just, they're just screaming at each other. I get it. I'm just like, why do I want to watch people scream at each other at 10 o'clock in the morning?
That's fair. That's fair criticism. I think that's why Skip is no longer employed.
Oh, yeah.
People felt a lot the same way as you did.
I don't know if it'll trickle down to the other people, but damn, everybody got to yell for 10 a.m. Yelling about what? Anyway, Cam Newton is going to be on First Take. I think he makes his debut tomorrow. I think he's going to be on every single Friday. Cam Newton started his podcast, 2015 NFL MVP, went to the Super Bowl, was afraid to fall on a fumble, and then cried after the game. Atlanta native. He has an amazing cigar place. He will probably never want to talk to me ever again. But the fact is, it's going to be entertaining because he's provocative. He's unique. Cam Newton is an interesting fellow. A matter of fact, listen to him this week. He spoke to Jaden Daniels on his own podcast. Gave him advice. Listen to this.
Dear Jaden Daniels, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Trust me, it's a trap. Whatever the fuck you've been doing, keep doing. Don't listen to how they build you up. Lock the fuck in and keep fucking playing your ass off. That's the only thing that I will be able to tell him right now. Ooh, I want to buy into, I'm the rookie of the week. Oh, man, I'm the rookie of the month. Oh, man, we good. No! People forget about this. How did we first come about knowing who Dak Prescott was?
Was it off an injury?
Of Tony Romo.
Tony Romo, yeah.
They built him up. Oh, man, Dak Prescott is a rookie. But understand, this is the big leagues now. The same way that they build Dak up. Oh, man, he's still on his rookie contract. Pay the man, pay the man, pay the man. Now, Dak ain't
Y'all shouldn't have paid him.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So understand this. Jaden Daniels, bro, you're playing great football. Do not buy into the hype, bro.
Look, there's not going to be as much cursing on ESPN as he does on his podcast, the 4th and 1 podcast. You know, I can assure you there won't be any of the cursing that you hear on his podcast, but he's going to bring he's going to be a character. Cam Newton is built for television. Cam Newton, welcome to ESPN and First Take. It'll be fun. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of fun, the 49ers, they lead the Seahawks 9-0 Thursday Night Football. And you know what? He mentioned Jaden Daniels. Let's talk about him. He's going to take on the Ravens. We got more to do. This is the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.